You know, this is actually interesting because this is probably the longest we've ever talked.
Oh, 100%.
Me and you never, like, have conversations. So.
I don't think we've ever had a conversation
just,
ever.
We just, like, add a comment. And, like,
I'm Justin.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Linda. Nice to meet you.
You stole my friend.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry. But, yeah, I did want to, like, I thought we'd start off with talking about some similarities because, like, I don't know Married Sharp. Like, the way he is with you, like, in your home and stuff like that. Just, like, I mean, you might know what he was like with us because of the videos.
Well, actually, not really.
You never watched my vlogs? Or, more importantly, his vlogs?
No, I didn't, actually.
Wrecked.
So, I mean, do you know how we met?
No. Actually, I don't.
So, I've seen him on my timeline.
Ooh.
And he was, like,
Did he slide into your DMs?
Actually, did he? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so
it's
funny because he, like, tweeted out, like, shark emojis, and I saw his profile, and he was holding a dog, and, like, that's cute. Like, you know, a guy holding a dog, that's so
cute.
Was
it Marble?
No, it was Bambi. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So I was like, ooh, like, who's this guy? And I was trying to find pictures of him. I was like, dude, this guy has, like, no photos.
Oh, no. We actually didn't start using Instagram to, like, really, like, this house. We never really used it that much.
Yeah, and I was like, whatever, he's not following me back, I'm going to unfollow.
Wow.
So I unfollowed him, and then, like, maybe
he didn't,
like,
instantly follow you back?
No.
That's why he was,
like,
single for so long.
Yeah, then, like, 30 minutes later, he's like, he DM'd me. He's like, why do you unfollow me? I was like, oh, so then we just, like.
So he was paying attention, whether the fact you were following him, but not the other way around.
I was like, whatever.
It was probably because of all, like, the, I guess, the stigmatism around the Lux house and all that stuff.
I don't know, because.
Oh, hey, we're talking shit about you. You gotta go away. The baby gave you away. But oh, okay. Yeah, but, yeah, that's funny that you showed up right here because I was about to say, well, I want to get to that, like, and ask you about that because I actually have no idea about almost anything besides the fact that.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, because it was like Zoe Berger made this crazy house and then it, like, fell apart a few times.
Yeah, but to answer your question, I don't think he knew I was in Lux yet.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean, I didn't know until you showed up and then someone said that she used to be in Lux. I was like, really? T? I want to know what's going on. Like, I've never met anyone that was really involved with that. And it was, like, the first female-only gaming team house.
What do you want
to
know?
Well, I said I was going to get to that. I wanted first to go start with, now that Sharp's listening in the background, it's a little more nerve-wracking. But I wanted to ask you, like, you know, like, about living with him, because I lived with him for 6 years, and I thought it'd be a funny thing to ask you, like, what's, like, what do you think is the most, like, annoying thing, I guess, roommate wise that he does? It's a little different because you like him.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make it any difference because I like him, you know.
I know.
Like, the fact that he leaves his, like, dirty socks all over the place, and, like,
yeah,
you know, that's probably the only thing that annoys me.
Does he take out the trash?
I take out the trash.
Is he clean?
I clean.
The first, like, year we were living together, like, in the big team house, he was always just really messy. And one of the funniest things, I pulled over a camera over to him one day, and he was like, yeah, like, when I'm at home, I leave this stuff out, and so it just magically disappears here. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's exactly what happens. I do his laundry, but, you know, I like...
You do his laundry, too?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm a full-time mom.
Yeah.
That's what I want to call myself. So, I mean, why not, you know? I don't mind doing his laundry or cooking for us or...
My mom was a homemaker, too, for a while there. But she taught us how to do our laundry, like, so early. She was, like, not about that life. Right, see, that actually, no, I take that back. She did it, but she takes so long to do it. And, like, you wanted to close for school. We ended up learning how to do it ourselves. Well, I mean, I didn't really have, like, anything, like, really annoying about Sharp. The only thing I found, you know, that was, like, roommate-wise was, like, no one ever takes the garbage out. And I don't think I ever caught him doing that, like, once. And if he did, it was like he had help. Like, he didn't do it by himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, wait, what do you mean? I've helped him before, but yeah.
No, he's never done it by himself.
I don't know. I've never seen him do it by himself, but I've helped him a couple times.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. That's like, us as roommates, we pretty much well get along. The only thing that, I think the only thing that we've ever really butt heads about in this group is that, like, people put in our group DM, hey, it's trash night, expecting someone else to be like, okay, I'll come help you. And if no one replies, they don't take it out.
Yeah.
So when I see it, I'm like, God damn it. So and then I go out and take it out. So one day I even put it in there. I was like, I swear you guys just put that text message in the group chat to remind me to go take it out.
It's funny. Now that you mentioned that you guys bump heads, mm-hmm. I don't want to say that I didn't like you, but I don't want to say I didn't like you. I kind of felt like, you know, when I first met you, you were kind of like, but it's a guy thing. I've noticed now that you guys like make fun of each other.
Oh, constantly. Yeah. I never made fun of you.
Yeah. No, not me.
That's usually how you can tell I actually enjoy someone's company.
No, you were nice to me most of the time. Yeah. I mean, you never did anything wrong to me, but I would notice that you would like, you know, pick on Sharp and then he'd pick back and I was like, picking on Brandon.
Like, oh, wow. He's your baby? Oh, no. Me and Sharp, it's a little more amplified between me and Sharp. Because me and Sharp, he's the only other, like, extremely witty person. He has the exact same sense of humor. And I was like, going to say, that's the second most annoying thing about Sharp is he's so clever and witty that you can never win anything with him because he'll quip you at the end, like, yes, whether he's losing
that
or
is
winning.
True, yeah.
He'll hit you with a, like, not like a dagger, but like a really witty workaround that
he
just.
That's exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, like that would happen. You would say something like, "Babe, why are you not telling him anything?" He's like, "No, we lived together for a long time. I'm used to it. Like, it doesn't offend me." I'm like,
"So you thought I was picking on your little baby?"
Yeah, I was like, "What? I'm gonna go tell him. I'm gonna go show him."
Yeah, well, sure, could stick up for himself. He's the only one that can. I destroy the rest of it. Anybody else? Oh man, they don't stand a chance.
But then you know, I started hanging out with you a little more, and we would go out to eat, and I was like, this guy's not bad. He's nice. You know, I guess the problem was we didn't really hang out much in the time you guys
well,
did.
Well, I thought you were going to say that I didn't really warm up to you. And like I am, like, I've heard that a lot throughout like my entire history, that I'm really slow to like warm up to someone. Like, I'm cool with having people around. But like, as far as like, I had a lot of friends that we were friends because other people were with us. Like, they were a part of the group of friends, but like, I didn't have their phone number. I didn't text message them.
Yeah.
Type of thing, and I am that way. I'm like a small group of friends guy, and people would take that one of two ways. They either think, oh, he's just a little standoffish, but I'm also really loud, so the people don't usually think that.
Yeah.
So, but I am. I'm kind of like an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
They think I'm just a jerk. Like, oh, he just ignored me or didn't say anything to me.
That's exactly what you did to me. I would try to talk to you. I was like, you know what? I'll try to be his friend since he doesn't want to talk to me. It's fine.
It's not something I do on purpose.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a nervous anxiety thing I do.
Yeah,
kind of.
I understand that. That's what they would tell me. It's like, whatever. Like, he's, you know.
You talked about this to other people. This was a big thing.
No, it's not a big thing. I was just saying, hey, like, does Justin not like me? Because I try to talk to him and he kind of ignores me.
No, that's not true. You've never tried to talk to me.
Yes, I have.
Well, where? Well, name the one that's obviously glaring in your memory that I didn't respond to.
Well, I don't remember, like. It was just a general
thing. Yeah, see, like, I honestly...
It's like a big deal. It's not like, oh, fuck Justin, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're actually really cool to hang out with.
Thank you. I'm still getting to know you. You could be lame, but yeah.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, no, I thought you were going to say that because I do get that a lot. Like, I either warm up to someone, like, right away, or I don't know, it's just, I'm weird. I don't know, I'm a weird kind of person.
I'm the same way, honestly.
So there's nothing, no tea about Sharp? What's like something...
All right, let me
what's something I wouldn't know?
Sharp. All right,
because I've lived with him for so long, but like, you have a much different relationship with him.
That's hard. Because like, I don't know what you don't know.
I mean, besides that he's messy, I don't know. Like, he doesn't have any, like, I thought you might be able to spot like one of his weird, and you know how some people have some weird thing they like do?
Okay, see, speaking of weird, I feel like we're both really weird. And like, we both like, relate to that same weirdness because, all right, here's just like a random example. Like, we both can eat Qdoba every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's weird.
Yes, that's weird. Every day, that's like,
I mean, I usually cook for us like almost every day, but we can eat Qdoba.
What do you cook for him? Because he's like the mac and cheese, hot dog, pizza, hamburger, chicken sandwich guy. Like,
yeah,
he does outside of that.
He does eat like a toddler, but... I mean, I've made us like chicken and Mexican rice, and you know, I give him
the soul burrito bowl. That's what I said. He denied it.
I've made him. His mom actually taught me how to make his like favorite dish, which was Italian beef.
Yeah,
so
she's
made that
for us before.
Yeah, so it's his favorite. And he's like, "Hey, when are you gonna make this again?" I'm like, "All right, I'll make
this." That's funny. It was actually really good. I don't remember. It's like the bread. It's like a bunch of meat and you put it on bread, right?
Yeah, and it's got like cheese.
Really back in the day, she used to send Sharp's mom. For some reason, my mom always like was always so against you ever referring to like someone's mom as she. So that's why I just corrected myself there. But yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I said she always used to send, and I corrected myself. I was like, oh, Brandon's mom. For some reason, I don't know why.
Maybe it's a respect thing.
Probably. She used to send trays of that stuff to the house. Like, literally, there was like his brother would show up, and whenever he did, he'd show up with like all this food, way more than Brandon could possibly eat. So we would eat the heck out of it too.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. All right. Well, I guess nothing crazy. You know,
yeah, I don't know.
Nothing extreme about Brandon. I know you guys really click really well together. I know you guys working on, like, was that blind tweet? Was that real? You guys really haunted? Or was that a Linda under the table pulling the blinds?
Yeah, we talked about it because you were able to see my hand.
Oh, in the clip?
Okay, so it all started because I was kind of bored. I was like, you know what? he's been streaming. Oh, I think he was doing, like, what, a subathon? Mm-hmm. So that's when he streams for, like, I don't know, up to, like, 4 a.m. And I was, like, sitting there. I was really bored out of my mind. I was, like, talking in chat. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to fuck with him.
Yeah.
I think I want to, you know, scare them and do something spooky. So then I grabbed my shoelaces and I tied it up and, you know, I went under his table and I started, like, pulling it. And I literally sat there for, like, 10 minutes and no one noticed. Until I had to, like, pick up the chat and I was like, hey, guys, do you guys notice the blinds opening and closing on their own? And they were like, oh, I see it now. What? That's so crazy. And I was like, what? Like, I was sitting there for, like, 10 minutes.
Okay, on Twitter, the clip made it look, like, so much more random. You totally, like, baited this whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just did it for fun. Eventually, we ended up saying that, I, you know, I was behind the whole blind thing. But I went behind his chair, and have you seen his Kirby behind him? Mm. It was like a Kirby, no? Okay.
Well, you got that really good camera now, so everything behind him was, like, blurred, didn't it?
No, you can kind of see Kirby, I think. Yeah, because you were able to see my hand. So I, like, snuck behind his chair, and, like, I, like, reached for the Kirby, and I pulled his toe down, and he fell, but you were able to see my hand. So then I was like, oh, I guess we have to tell everyone.
Well, one of them went viral, didn't it? Then the one with the blinds.
Yeah, that one. Everyone just kept talking about that.
It ended up getting, like, a million views or something like that on Twitter.
It's
pretty funny. All right, well, next one I want to ask you is, like, how did you get into gaming? Because, obviously, I don't really know anything besides, like, the fact that you were in the Lux house.
Yeah.
Which we definitely want to know about, because was that as crazy as it seemed?
The Lux house?
Yeah, well, not even so much that it seemed. It's just that what everyone guessed it would be, because we always thought Zoe Berger was kind of off a rocker as well.
Well, let me answer your first question. How I got into gaming. I was actually in high school. And I want to say freshman year, my brother actually played a lot of Black Ops 1. And I was like, hey, that looks cool. So that's when I first got into playing games and stuff like that. I would literally, like, stay up, like, summertime. What's it called?
Summer break.
Summer break, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't think of the word. I would literally, like, pull all-nighters and playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
So then that's when, like, I became like, oh, my God, I love games. I love playing video games. Now
you played with a mic and stuff, right? That's what really got you. That's what got me really into it.
Yeah,
well,
the mic, because I would play with my friends, and we just, like, stay up really late. That was, like, the best days. So now with the Lux house, I saw Zoe tweeted something about recruiting people and, like, you know, bringing a bunch of girls in a house and gaming. And to me, I was like, what? Like, because I used to, like, really like FaZe and Optic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what? That seems so cool. Like, I want to do it.
Yeah, honestly.
It sounds legit, you know? And she made it seem really legit and, like, really formal. Like,
it was really legit for a while, because she had a brand that really blew up. I said a minute ago that she was off a rocker. I don't mean to kind of say that. You know, like, I feel like she's just, you know, one of those people that's just really out there and really her personality is everywhere type of thing. And you can't really say she was off a rocker. She did things a little differently, and, you know, but yeah, I think everyone kind of had, like, because of who she was, everyone kind of thought the house was one way, but it seemed like she was making, like, a legit go, but the videos were, the one that I saw was shot really well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk bad about, like, you know, the whole Lux idea, because I feel like I kind of see where she had that vision, you know, like, what she wanted to create, but it was, like, really, like, hard for her, because
it seemed like she was trying to make, like, a reality show about, like, girls that are a little forward with their, like, sexual image, I guess.
That was actually a bad idea.
Is that really?
Yeah. I don't think that would have worked out, because in TV,
and that's kind of what reality TV is. They invite, like, a whole bunch of really attractive people, give them unlimited booze and stick them in a house and let them go party. I mean, I think that was The Real World or something like that. I actually loved those shows back in the day.
Yeah. And I think if we were to do that, there'd be, like, a shit ton of drama.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was already a lot of
drama. Because didn't it end, like, more than once?
Yeah.
Or something. She had a couple different team houses.
Yeah, she has.
Which one were you in? Were you in the like the first one?
Yeah, I was in the first one ever when she first moved. I forgot where she came from, but when she first moved to California, I was like one of the first ones to move in there. And there was actually, it was me and Karen.
I was going to ask you, who are the other girls? Oh, Karen, oh my God, Love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I've known her. She's been like in Call of Duty for forever. Oh, okay.
And then Abigail, what's her name? I always forget about her name. Jelzy, I think that's how you say her name. Mm-hmm. She wasn't really.
I've heard of Abigail through Zoe Berger. She was like her and Keemstar's thing. Or like her, I think, what did she do? She promised nudes or porn or something at a million
sex
subs.
Yeah, sextape at 1 million, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like, you know, I think the reason why it got so much hate outside, or not even so much hate, it just had so much skepticism because everyone thought it was going to be kind of like a nudes house because of what she posted.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll be honest.
Isn't that what it ended up kind of being?
Kind of, because, okay, I'm sure you know what Patreon is.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea what that was. And, okay, think about this. When I was first moving in that house, I was like, okay, we're doing gaming stuff. I love video games, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what she said over like the Skype call, the interview call. She's like, "Yeah, we're gonna do gaming."
Well, she did gaming, but like topless though, doesn't she?
Yeah, actually, speaking of that, those streams are still on YouTube, so you can go back and look at those. And that's kind of where like the whole, you know, like jealousy kind of stuff happened, was through those streams when we would all stream together. You can see. Okay, so
what was the jealousy thing?
We all had this idea, like, hey, we should all stream together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, we do that at this house.
Yeah, right. And it sounds like fun. Until, you know, all of them had their boobs out. And I was like, okay, I don't, like, feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because I didn't really look into it. Like, were you one of those girls?
No.
Like, not to say those girls, there's anything wrong with that.
Like, I actually have, I still have pictures, and they're still on my Instagram, and I was the only one that had, like, everything covered up.
Oh, really?
I did not feel comfortable.
Oh, like, you were, like, the black fish or the yeah. ugly duckling or something.
Pretty much, aww. Yeah. I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing this. My mom's probably not going to be happy with me. And because I'm a big mama's girl. I was like, I can't do this to my mom.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's going to, I mean, I've never seen theirs, but, like, I'm not one of those, like, dudes that's just, like, totally against girls doing all that. Like, you see that on Twitch, and if you show your boobs or do anything like that, like, there's a lot of people that are, like, against that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to get to that, actually. So, you know, we all started streaming, and they all had their boobs out. They looked really good. And I was like, dang, like, I wish I had.
I mean, that was kind of the point, like, not the point, again, but, like, yeah, that was, like, the main draw, kind of. That was the type of style of the stuff that they were going to make.
So then this is where, like, the jealousy stuff happens. So we're streaming, and everything's going fine until we started doing a donation war.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. So then what would happen is I would get, like, $100 donations. And this was my first time, like, ever streaming, mm-hmm. ever, like, with anyone. And so I would, like I said, those YouTube videos are still there. So you can go back and look at how when I would get $100 donations, they would, like, look at me and kind of, like, dog me. And I was, like, really excited. I was like, yo, thanks for the 100 donations.
Oh, we do that too, though, kind of.
Yeah, and then I would get another one. And, you know, like, I had, like, what, like, 700 already, and, like, within an hour, and they had, like, nothing. They had, like, $20, and they were, like, starting, like, you know, whisper at each other. And then, like, they were just, like, you know, not wanting to talk to me anymore. I was like.
Oh, so this is because you took too many donations away from them?
Pretty much.
Oh, really?
But those donations were to my name. They were like, oh, this is $100 for Linda. And I guess, like, those people like my reaction.
Oh, so it was a group stream.
Yeah.
One account.
Yeah. Oh, so we were all together.
Okay. I thought you guys were all just in different rooms. Like, we were.
Oh, no. We all sat together.
Funny. Oh, that's entertaining just, like, as fuck. I would love to see that.
Yeah, we were just, like, sitting next to each other. And I was like, yo, guys, fucking 43332, thanks for the $100 donation. And it would happen again and again and again. And they were just, like, eventually, like, really fed up. Like, oh, like, you know, like, where's my donation?
Oh, the pretty girl was getting all the donations.
It's like, what the heck? Pretty much. And, you know, that's kind of when I've noticed, like, oh, this is not going to work out.
Yeah. Because I was about to say, we kind of do the same thing because, like, when you get donations, you usually mute yourself. So if someone, like, says, oh, my God, thank you so much for this, and we always, like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Or we feed into the donation war. Like, even especially if you're kind of, like, losing it, you start to act salty to either try to get more donations so you catch up or to just kind of, like, drive more to the other guy. Because, you know, everyone's got their nights when, you know, when you're group streaming. It's really just kind of, like, as a group, try to make the most money. That's funny. I'm going to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
Was it really as bad as, like, oh my God, God, like this.
Pretty much, yeah. Like you can tell in their face. Like I can pull out my phone.
Were you only there for the one stream, and then they kicked you out?
No. I was there for, I want to say like 5 months, I think. 2 months before they moved out, I think. So anyway, after that first stream ever, I was like, this is not going to work out. But we did it again, and it happened again. Now, more drama started happening when I kept getting so much donations that Zoe actually kept money from me.
And she wasn't paying you the amount?
Yeah, and this was like streams in already. Like, it wasn't the first stream in. No, it happened like 5 streams later that she was not paying me my money.
Did you guys have a contract? Sorry to cut you off. Like, did you have a contract about all this stuff, or was it just kind of like, because I know she was trying to do it like really official.
So speaking of the contract, it was bogus.
Oh.
It was talking about sports medicine, and it was not
copy paste off of Google.
It was not about Lux.
Because anybody, you have a right to freedom of contracts. Anybody can write anything and hand it to you. Like, it doesn't have to be by a lawyer. A lot of people do that. They go use these like web forums.
So that's what she did. So yeah. You know, so when she owed me my money, I was kind of starting to get, like, frustrated. I was like, hey, this is how I'm supposed to make my money. Where's my money? It was already, like, thousands of money.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple thousand. I'm not going to exaggerate and say, like, 20,000, no.
It wouldn't surprise me because I feel like they made a lot of money off of, like, Patreons and streams. And
yeah, and, you know, I started, like, you know, getting frustrated with her, but I didn't want to, like, tell her, like, yo, bitch, like, give me my fucking money. So I kind of like.
Yeah, you're kind of small. I think she could take you in a fight.
No, she's pretty small.
Really? I've never
met her. She's shorter than me, actually.
Oh, really?
She's really short.
No clue.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of like put that aside, but it was still in my head. I was like, this is my money. And.
Yeah, were you like watching the streams, like keeping count of it? And then like right afterwards, you would settle up like on PayPal or something?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's petty.
Yeah, it was pretty petty, but I tried not to make a big deal out of it. Until what had happened. So we ended up having the E3 event coming up. And what other event was there? Because I've never been to that event.
I don't know. I know she went to a lot of COD events. I think I saw her. I take it back. I did kind of meet her. Like, she wasn't like around the same group I was talking in for the MLG Vegas event.
Well, I'm not sure. So I'm not really sure the timeline. Anaheim.
Okay.
We were doing E3, and then there was one in Anaheim.
Yeah, those events are usually right next to each other.
Yeah.
I usually go to both.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, like, we're all excited to go as a group, right, to Anaheim, E3, whatever, and I forgot the other one. And so we Uber there, everything's going fine, and this is, like, the biggest drama thing that...
Huh?
I heard people
coming. Oh, it might be Sharp sneaking around in the background. You're huge. You're like 6'2". You can't sneak.
So anyway, so this is like the biggest like drama thing that happened like ever. So everything's going fine. You know, we're all going to go to this E3 event, and as a group, you know, we're going to, you know, become bigger and social network and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That's what our mentality was. Until the day before E3. I'm going to be honest.
Don't hold back. I feel like you're thinking about how can I say this in the nicest, most gentle way?
No, I'm talking about myself.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I did drink a lot, and, you know, I was a little drunk. I was excited about E3. I was like, mm-hmm. Hey guys, like, let's cheer. And I was with my ex-boyfriend at the time. Like, he was there with,
mm-hmm.
And he stayed the night there at the Airbnb. We all like share the same Airbnb, which mm-hmm. was not a good idea because it was like 2 bedrooms and like 5 girls. I don't know. It was not a good idea. So it was that night where I was drunk, and they had gone out to drink, I think, and I stayed there with my boyfriend. And when they came back, it was already like really. I've never actually spoke to this to anyone about this. When they came back, they all went to bed. And Kieran and Jelzy, the other girl, went inside the bedroom where my luggage was. So I was, like, really drunk. I was like, oh, my God, like, I need a change. And, you know, I just threw up on myself. I was really drunk.
That's so funny because I can't picture you like that at all. Like, that's why this is so interesting to me, is you were at the Lux house and all these, you know, stuff. And I'm like, you know, this is, like, I view you as a total mom. Like, you're just this mom.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're like a lot younger than me, but like I view you as like older than me.
Yeah. Oh God. So I drank like half a bottle of Amsterdam, so I was like screwed.
Mm.
And I was in my head, I was like, I need to change. I just threw up and it's late and like, you know, I'm gross. And then I start knocking. I was like, hey guys, like, can I come in? I need my clothes. Mm-hmm. And they started bitching at me. And I was like, drunk. I was like, why are they being mean to me? Like, what the hell's going on? And they were like, Linda, shut the fuck up and leave me alone. And then when someone yells at me, I get really pissed off.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like,
I imagine you're mad.
Yeah, I know, because I'm like always like, yeah, I'm so tiny and whatever. Yeah. But I'm small but feisty. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, when they started like yelling at me, like, Linda, shut the fuck up and leave like the room, whatever. I was like, bitch, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Like, let me come in the door. I need my clothes. I don't want to start no drama, but just let me in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they didn't want to let me in. So then I started getting really mad and I started banging.
Were they just like messing with you because you're really drunk?
I think they were just annoyed that I was drunk. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But why wouldn't they let you in?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea why. I think, I might not know why. It's because
you said this was the biggest drama. I thought you caught them doing something. You were just drunk and they wouldn't let you in a room.
This is just the beginning of
you
the
are
drama.
Feisty.
No. So, I think they were mad because I put my luggage in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, you're not sleeping in this room. You're going to sleep in the living room. You know, because you're the youngest one and you're the one that has the boyfriend here. And I don't know.
Well, usually the person with the boyfriend or girlfriend gets the room.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's how we always ended up doing it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, that makes perfect sense because I'm not always in California to mm-hmm. see my ex-boyfriend, right? And anyway, so they were just being rude to me and they were just like yelling at me. And then I opened the door. I don't know how I opened the door, but
was it unlocked the whole time? You really were drunk.
No, it was actually locked. I think I just started like banging on the door. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on, like, let me in, whatever. And then I think Karen opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like runs back in bed and she just like covers herself. And I remember like both of them just like sleeping next to each other, Chelsea and Karen. And I was like, God, like, that's all you had to do was just open the door.
Yeah.
Let me just get my clothes. And then Chelsea like uncovered his sister, was like, no, shut the fuck up, and leaves out the door. And that's when I got really pissed off. And that's when I was like, I was probably like our first fight that was going to happen. But it did not happen because, you know, I got held back and I was to like, it didn't happen.
Still, I can't picture it, but yeah, I'll just believe that you're ferocious.
Yeah. So I got held back and there
was it was just done after that. After that trip, y'all stopped hanging out.
No, it's not over yet. So, you know, whatever, like, that happened, and then they were really fed up with me at this point.
Yeah, you're taking all their money and you're, you know, you're waking them up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And after that, I guess they text Zoe, and Zoe was like really drunk, and I don't know how if I should even say this.
I think I'm pretty much everything about her is out. Like, she's pretty forward. I was like, the only thing I feel like that's the reason why she made such an impact is she did like kind of the same thing a lot of other like people that are trying to get that kind of attention do, but she was very like unashamed and forward about it.
Yeah,
during a moment of like everyone's pride in their bodies and stuff like that. So she really like timed that really well.
I guess she did tweet about this. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
It's between you and her. So, I don't know her.
So they text Zoe and says, like, dude, like, come get Linda. She's being crazy, blah, blah, blah. And then Zoe comes in from her room. I guess I don't know what she was doing. Zoe and Abigail were in the other room. And she comes to, like, what's going on? Like, she knows, she's like, like, she's drunk. And she was, mm-hmm. like, out of it. She's like, Linda, what's wrong with you? Like, can you just leave them alone? And I was like, you need to understand me. She didn't listen to anything I said because mm-hmm. I was just an 18-year-old that, you know, didn't know what she was doing and mm-hmm. she was just drunk. And, you know, she started getting really mad at me. And her problem was that she would treat me like I was like a 12-year-old. And that would get me really heated because, yeah, I'm 18, but like, I'm not like that retarded. Like, I'm not dumb. Okay, don't. You know, I'm not like.
Yeah,
know.
I mean, no, I totally understand. I get treated a certain way because I looked young, and I've been not young for a while.
Yeah.
You get used to it, but it's never, and it's something I've gotten from like almost everybody, even people that are nice to me and are friends with me and like me. Mm-hmm. You still catch them doing it like all the time.
Yeah.
Like I was a team owner for a while, and I got treated like not necessarily in a bad way, but like you just got treated like a little kid. But we kind of embraced that at the same time. So
yeah,
I can understand why that can be annoying.
Yeah, so she said, you know what, because you're acting this way and you got drunk and you're 18 years old, you shouldn't be drinking. I'm not letting you take go to E3. And I was like, what? I got us those E3 tickets. Like, what do you mean? I got the
hookup. They're not going to let you? Like,
yeah,
you're grounded?
Pretty much. And she took my E3 badge or whatever.
Oh, really? That's hilarious.
And I was so pissed off because I'm the one that got us
the
hookup.
She grounded you.
She grounded me because I wanted
funny.
To get...
That's yeah. funny. I'm going to give it to her. That's funny.
Yeah,
that no, I'm sorry.
That's crazy. So, yeah. I was so mad because I was looking forward to it. I was celebrating, and I, you know, I was talking to my boyfriend at the time. I was like, "How is she gonna like ground me?" You know, pretty much.
Yeah, that's fucking
that's
great.
Like,
I wish
dumb.
I could do that to my teammates when they act like that.
Yeah. So then I started getting so fed up, and you know, it was just a lot of things built up. She took my money. They were jealous of me.
No, you getting grounded. That did you just not go to the event the whole time, the whole weekend?
I did not. Yeah, I did.
You
not.
Stayed in the Airbnb for 3 days.
Yeah, I did. It was just me and my.
You really were 18 years old, because if it was me, wouldn't you just go get your own ticket? Or oh no, E3 back then was invite only, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was invite
yeah,
only.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. Because it's just this last one we went to, anyone could buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I think, recently they switched it. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Damn, that's really funny.
It was already too late because it was literally like E3 was the next day, and I was the one that got us the hookup.
You probably didn't want to go with him after that at that point, too.
Yeah, and I was like, who am I going to go with? My boyfriend? I don't want to take him. No offense to him.
Well, he's your ex, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Obviously, you didn't have too much fun hanging out with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to go with you.
Sharp would love to go to E3.
Yeah, I would love to go with him.
Yeah. L, dude. Just kidding.
So after that, I was like, you know, really fed up with everything. And they ended up like, you know, going to E3 that night, the next night. And, you know, they looked all
cute. So you're still hanging out with them this whole time? I would be so, like, dissed. I'd turn into, like, a shell.
The thing is that, like, I still didn't have my money that she paid me. And, you know, I was, like, kind of broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to spend my money wisely. I was like, you know, should I Uber home? And, like, I can't do that because so I live in California by, like, Anaheim and E3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lux House was, like, 2.5. It was, like, by San Diego. So it was, like, 2.5 hours from the Airbnb where we were at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I can't do that because all of my stuff is at the Lux House, and I don't want to leave my stuff there. I have my camera, blah, blah, blah. So I had no choice but to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
wasn't it awkward seeing them?
Oh, it was really awkward.
Yeesh, I hate that.
Yeah, and so that next night, they all got dressed up and, you know, they matched, and they were, like, posting on going to E3, and then I was, like, really pissed off.
They were all okay with you being grounded from E3?
No one said anything. No one
Even
was
Karen?
On my side.
Because she's the only one I actually know, and she always seemed kind of like a normal
me
kid.
Me and Karen actually bumped heads for a while.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But I like her now. Like, you know, we're good. We're friends.
I think in our group of friends, if like I always felt like that about group of friends. Like if I meet someone that's kind of like solo, you don't really know who they are exactly right away socially. But if you meet someone that lives with a whole bunch of people, it's like, okay, they got to be moldable or reasonable because it's really hard living with anybody.
Yeah.
So, and I always figured like a large group, like if that happened in our group, like, Even if the person doing the grounding was totally in the right, like they wouldn't let that happen. Like you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like wait till you get home, do this, do that. Like you can't do that. Like that's really like, and that's fucked up because you were 18. You probably didn't like you just probably let that happen. I would have been like, oh, you think so? You think, bitch? You know, there's no way I would have let that ever happen.
Yeah. So it was you know really upsetting because I was excited to go and I was like, dang, this is all my fault.
And I guess they were really popular in there and you were just getting into it. So maybe you felt like, you know, they knew best somehow. I don't know.
I guess I was like, I guess they know what they're doing. I was like, but how? I was, you know, telling my ex-boyfriend, like, what do I do? And he's like, you know what? Just forget them. Like, you know, he wasn't really much help, actually.
I wouldn't, honestly, and to speak up for him in that situation, I wouldn't know what to say either because girls, like, you guys can go from hating each other to being best friends right away. And I learned this in high school. Like, if your girlfriend comes in, starts talking hella shit about her, one of her friends, and you back her up, like, I've always hated her. Like, she's scheming this. I heard this, and this. Like, a week later, they're best friends, and girls talk, because I don't know, you just do. So she would tell her.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, what? So now your best friend hates me the whole time, and they actually, younger girls, she enjoyed it because she was the center of attention, and it was the two people fighting over her attention, basically.
So
not
after
to just
that,
rip
yeah,
on you, but yeah, that's
no, it's fine.
I wouldn't have known what to do. I would have been like,
yeah. So after that, they went to the event, whatever, and then they didn't last very long there. They were there for like an hour.
Yeah, going to those things is always about the parties.
Really, yeah, that's what that. I'm saying. They went to the parties, the after parties. And I was like, well, it seems like they didn't have much fun. And they came back, and I was just at the Airbnb, and I think we went to go eat, whatever. We just had a regular day, well, night. So they come back, and Zoe was blasted. Like, they seemed so pissed off, like, with her. Like, they just came back at the Airbnb, and some shit happened. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, because I thought it was everyone in the group disliking Zoe is what crashed.
Yes.
Not you.
No.
And it's like, they just all broke apart because we needed Linda and we hated her.
No. So I didn't know what happened because they weren't really talking to me. So I was like, whatever. They come home and I think it was like, I don't know, like 1 a.m. It wasn't too late, but I took a nap. And then, you know, whatever, like, I don't know how long I napped for, but when I woke up, some shit happened. Like, they fought physically. And
really?
Something about, Zoe went to jail.
Zoe went to jail?
Yeah. So I took a nap and I woke up and she's in jail.
For fighting? Like, random girls?
For fighting Abigail.
Oh.
So
I thought they were
out,
like the duo.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I wake up and my ex-boyfriend saw everything that happened. And I woke up to him and Abigail talking. I guess they were talking for like a long time. And they were talking about what just had happened. And I was like, yo, what happened? I was out of it. And they started saying like, yo, like that's when they started talking to me finally. And Abigail and Jelsey was like,
the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Yeah. So they just started telling me, Zoe's in jail. And I was like, what?
For hitting Abigail?
So, yeah, I guess so when
Abigail
she came
snitched?
Home, I don't know
I'm
how.
Just kidding. Like, and if you fight in public, you're going to go.
I don't know. They didn't fight in public. So, I guess Abigail got abused when we were in the Airbnb.
By Zoe?
Yeah. So, I guess, long story short, Zoe gets, like, I don't know, like, really abusive when she drinks. So, she started fighting Abigail. And Abigail.
Where were all the cameras during that?
Right.
Yeah. That, I mean, honestly, like if that was the kind of house you guys were making, that would have been, imagine how well one of my vlogs would have done if like Joey and Chaos started throwing hands.
No, it was like,
we'd be
toxic,
dying laughing.
Though. It was really bad. But I don't know.
So you skedaddled after that? Was that pretty much the final straw? No.
No,
wow. You're
not the final straw.
You're a warrior.
So, you know, I don't know how she got out. She wasn't like in jail, but she was like held custody. And, so they ended up bringing her back, and there was just, like, awkward silence. Like, no one talked to anyone.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, like, some shit really happened when I was asleep, huh? So I kind of talked to, Karen actually had left to Anaheim for this other event, and she was, like, not wanting to deal with any of us. She's like, whatever, I don't want to deal with any of them. So then Jelzy, the other girl that no one really talks about, because she did leave pretty soon. She was actually the oldest. She was like 26, I think, or she was just the oldest. I don't know. She left with her boyfriend. And so it was just me, Abigail, and Zoe. And it was just really awkward. No one wanted to be there. We just wanted to leave.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So then Zoe was like, Linda, let's go. Pack up yourself. Like, you know, like a 12-year-old. She's like, come on, let's go. We're going home. And I was like, okay.
Get
like,
in the car.
I mean, I was glad to go home because I wanted to get my stuff and come back to Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I was in Cali, so, but come back to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, thank God, because she was my ride. So we're, you know, driving back to the Lex house, 2-hour drive, and she didn't talk to me the whole time. It was the most awkward thing ever. Actually, it was just so cringy. So we would stop for gas. And she was like, hey, do you want to go to the bathroom? I was like, yeah. And I was about to get out the door. And she's like, no, where are you going? And I was like, going to the bathroom. She's like, no, I have to come with. I don't want you running to work or something happening to you. I was like, I am not 12 years old. Like, are you kidding me?
What,
like,
isn't she only like 21?
Yeah.
Isn't she like 2 years older than you?
Something like that. Yeah. So she started treating me like really like if I was like really immature. Which I was not immature.
Exactly.
Like,
so you're
I'm
really
aware.
Immature.
Yeah.
You're like a mom.
So anyway, like, that started, like, adding up more. I was like, she's just treating me like I'm really immature. I was like, whatever. I'm ready to just come back. And so we get back to Lex's house, and I pack up my shit, and I literally was ready to leave the next day. Now, before I left, I confronted her. I was like, hey, like, when are you going to pay me all my money? You know, because it was a couple thousand of money that mm-hmm. she owed me, and that was my income. That was the way I was supposed to make money. And she's like, oh, okay, you know what? I'll pay you tomorrow for sure. I got you. And I was like, all right, I believe you. You know, why are you going to lie? And so I leave to California. Why do I keep saying California? I guess because I'm in Georgia now. Mm-hmm. I keep calling California. So I leave to LA the next day. And she paid for my Uber, whatever. Now, when I was in LA, I was there for like a week before I came back. I started hanging out with like, I don't know, the Clap House. Mm-hmm. I started hanging out with like Face Rug and Face Banks, and you know, we would party together.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out in like Rice Gum's video, music video, and she found
you were in a Rice Gum's music video.
Yeah.
Oh God, which one? I'm gonna go watch this. Did you know that? Okay, which one was it?
God Church, I think. That's what.
Oh, okay. I wasn't the one with Alyssa. Alyssa in it.
Yeah,
because I'm not even his biggest fan, but I like that song. Like, it's a good song. Oh really? Oh nice. Okay.
Yeah, so when she found out that I was hanging out with him, I guess they had like so much beef. They didn't like each other because mm-hmm. I know she didn't like the face guys because she had like a huge crush on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she got so pissed off that I was out there hanging out with them, and she calls me while I'm at the party, and she's like, hey, like, where are you?
She's like one of those friends that thinks she owns you, literally right,
yeah.
owns you.
Okay, yeah. And she was like, why does it matter? And she can hear the music. She's like, Linda, are you at a party? I saw because I can't. Ricegum gave me a shout out on his Instagram, so I'm guessing she saw that.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Because I didn't post anything, and then she's like, Linda, I saw the Instagram story, or she didn't tell me if it was a snap. She saw me somewhere,
mm-hmm.
And she's like, I know you're at the Clap House. Like, what are you doing there? Blah blah blah. And she's like, Linda, like, why are you lying to me? She got like really pissed off. She started cussing me out. So we kind of like started like arguing through the phone, and I was like, look, first of all, you need to pay me my money. I'm like so fed up with your shit. Like,
yeah,
whatever. Like, I'm done. That's when I was done. I was like, I was so fed up. You know, she was just really problematic.
Yeah.
Now, there was actually another incident that I didn't talk about. It was before this. There was actually a party we went to, which it was like, when I knew she was toxic when she drinks.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this house, the couple videos I saw were, like, they were definitely kind of, like, put together, like, production, with production in mind. Had you guys filmed all this stuff and managed to, like, and had contracts where you guys couldn't leave? I mean, not besides the money part. Like, everything else, it would have been extremely interesting.
Yeah. It was... Now that I look back at it, like...
Because I'm interested in hearing all this. It sucks that it happened to you. But
I mean,
like,
now that I look back at it, I was like, fuck, like, this stuff should have been recorded.
Yeah, crazy people are funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. Like, I got, you know, picked around and, you know, for being, like, the prettiest. Because I'm going to be honest, they were jealous.
You thought you were the prettiest, though.
I can, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, have some confidence.
Because,
say
you know, so there was a time where we had, like, a fan meetup, and all the guys, it's on
YouTube. You had the longest line?
It's on YouTube. Yeah, I had all the guys, like, surrounding me and, like, all of them, even Abigail, felt so
Sharp's
like,
over there, like, a little shed of tear of pride.
No.
Dom's over there, like, with Dom yeah. and Sharp.
So, Abigail felt so uncomfortable that she left. She's like, you know, no one wants to talk to me. And, like, she left.
Mm-hmm. Was it really like that?
Yeah, it was really.
It sounds terrible, but, like, I've only known, like, a few girls in social media.
Yeah,
and you know everyone makes those kinds of jokes that people act like that and do stuff like that about like attention wise, but like you kind of think, oh, maybe some, but to hear about people and actually put a face to it,
yeah,
like if they weren't the center of attention, which I imagine you know they probably all wanted to be.
Yeah, I mean we all had like I guess we didn't plan it like right, like mm-hmm. hey we should all stick together and like talk to all of them, but as soon as we got there things just like
it reminds me of like a. Not that it's totally similar, but the one that was it Fifth Harmony when they broke up because the one girl
I've actually met one of them.
Yeah, one girl. I think the main one. I forget it's Cabra. It starts with a C. She's in a lot of songs I know, but yeah, she was there. Definitely stood out as the star. Not that they all couldn't sing, but she had that thing that just makes I don't know. She wasn't prettier or anything other than ones, like in your case. But but yeah, that's interesting that happened like that.
Yeah, and that's also on YouTube. You can see like even some fans posted on their own YouTube about like the whole fan meetup. And I have pictures myself where like all the guys, because it was a bunch of guys.
Oh, no, we posted pictures like that too when we were at TwitchCon. And I think one of us was up there and had the Twitch signing.
Yeah.
Their line was longer than anyone else's, and we posted it. Like, you know, not to throw shade at the other people, but.
Yeah, and so, you know, they were jealous, and I know they were. And there were also times where I would try to help them out. Hey, let me do your makeup. And like, oh, just because you know how to do makeup, you think, like, you're the shit and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I mean, I'm just trying to help a girl out.
Well, wouldn't you want someone else to do it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to cut my own hair. Like, I want to get someone else to do it. If you do it for free, it's, like, bonus.
Yeah, that's actually, like, that was actually a me and Kieran.
So they just didn't like you. They just didn't like you.
Yeah, they did not like me because I thought I was the, you know, Miss I don't know, Miss Pretty Girl. They think
did you act like that? Like, no, real talk? Like, here now, like, it's looking back?
I did not. I really did not. Like, I don't know. I'm actually really humble.
Really?
I am. And I know, like, I wasn't, like, Miss Pretty Girl over here. Like, oh, fuck them. Like, my shit don't stink.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have that mentality. And I know I didn't. I guess I was just, like, so, I guess, soft.
Yeah. Easy target.
I was, like, the youngest one. And it was, like, a bunch of girls versus me. That's when I would be like, oh, like, whatever. Like, there's nothing I can do. But if it was like me one-on-one, I'll get it.
No, that sucks. That sucks.
So I started like feeling like, you know, it didn't feel right. I was like, I think it's time for me to go. And these girls are really toxic. And especially when they drink, they're really toxic.
Yeah.
One of them was abusive, like I said. You know, when she drinks, she just want to fight people.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever fight her?
No, I'm talking about Zoe. She fought Abigail.
Oh, okay. I was like, did you fight her?
I didn't fight anyone. No.
Wussy. Yeah. It sounds like you had the reason to throw hands over everybody else.
I mean, I was going to fight someone.
I mean,
but
it is a benefit
happen.
Of having a dude's gamer house. If anyone ever stepped that far over the line, like, hands are going to get thrown. And usually, like, I don't know, maybe it's a dude thing. But after you fight, you kind of start to see the other person's point.
See, it's different about, like, guys because it takes them, like, you have to, like, really push their buttons. You know, for one of them to, like, really want to fight each other. Like, girls...
Well, in our group, but I've known dudes or people that could... It was like that. Like, we'd be out drinking in a bar having a good time. Someone would bump into him. All of a sudden, he'd want to get in a fight. And it was just like, not that you were wrong, but it's like you kind of ruined our night. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that whole, like, being tough gangster thing, like, that was high school. Like, now we're in college. Like, being able to fight does not win you any points anywhere because we're not in a dangerous place. We're in college at a dollar beer night bar type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I was hoping that was the next story. Yeah, I came out. I like laid her the fuck out right in the middle in front of everyone. I stood up on her chest. I was like, this is my team house.
Yeah, now that would have been a great show.
Yeah. No, honestly, because I feel like that was like not to just be hypercritical like everybody. Was about that whole thing because it was really cringely the way it was shot, and then you heard about all the drama on Twitter, and it was like, dude, where were the cameras? Because
now that's actually one thing I wish I didn't do was go on Twitter and like start talking bad about like Lux.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh no, what did you say?
I was like, I'm leaving Lux. Blah, blah. I tweeted about it. I'm sorry, I'm leaving Lux. And then I think what made me like talk
they're all
about,
bitches, and I hate them all.
No, I didn't say. I mean, they would say like, oh, like I can't believe you'd do that. Like, no, I'm not gonna like him.
Were you the first person to leave?
No, well, publicly, I was because Jalzy was the first one to leave within like 2 months, but like no one said anything about her.
Okay. I mean, not to talk crap about her. I didn't even hear her. Yeah. I've heard of everyone else you mentioned. Not to sound like I have an ego.
Yeah. So then that's when I started getting like frustrated, like, dang, like, why are they attacking me? Like, they should be attacking her.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I started tweeting about it. I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, stay here when they're not paying me my money and, you know. Mm-hmm. They're being mean to me and, you know, like, I don't deserve this. I thought this was something different. And it's not.
I think I don't remember seeing that tweet, but I remember hearing about when someone, the first person left for those reasons.
Yeah.
And then eventually.
Actually, Keemstar had me on a drama alert.
Okay.
He put my tweet out saying, you know, that, you know, she stole money from me. And,
yeah he was at the bottom. He was in the middle of everything Zoe Berger. Like, Zoe Berger, he was, like, created by him almost.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
You know, she was. That's how I heard about Zoe Berger was from Keemstar.
Yeah, because when I first saw her, I was like, why is this person getting, not to like just harp on her, but it wasn't like she was like, you know, drop dead, one in a billion gorgeous type of things that would get that kind of attention. But when you got to know her, her personality was so wild and crazy and tomboyish, and she was like so not afraid to address anything that was, I felt like, really drawn her in, which is perfect for Keemstar. Because they would just go at it all day. And you know, the fact that she was like, you know, he would say something and she'd be like, it would normally, any girl would normally take an L. Yeah. She would like embrace it type of thing. And I feel like that was gained her a lot of respect in that way.
And although we did have our bad moments, we did have some good moments too. And you know, I wish things were like, actually, how do you say it? Like, I wish we had like a manager. Not Zoe, because she didn't know what to do. Like, she had the brilliant idea.
Well, she was the same age as you guys.
Yeah.
I feel like our house really only worked a lot of other team houses, because I was everyone's buddy. Like, like I'm everyone's friend. But when it came to certain things, I would assume an adult role or like a,
yeah, exactly. So that's what we needed.
Like
that. Exactly.
Like I never was on my side. Mm-hmm. I was like the mediator between everybody else. Everyone felt like I was always on their side.
Yeah, type of thing. So because she was more of like a friend, we felt like we didn't have like a real like manager, someone to manage us. Like, all right, this is what's gonna happen. We're gonna film a video on this day. No, we didn't have that because she was just, you know, I don't want to.
No, it's a lot for one person to do. I feel like even my brand, had we had someone like a manager around, we would have been 10 times. Like in the very beginning, I kind of led by example because I was the daily vlogger, daily streamer, and I did everything. And everyone kind of just did this, like did the same thing as well. But then as soon as like I started to slow down, everyone kind of slowed down, and then everyone switched to streaming. Streaming is what really killed it in a lot of ways. I literally at one point I remember thinking like, dude, if we could have someone come in and even tell me what to do, like I can read contracts, I can handle business, I can make financial decisions, because I do a lot even outside of this stuff. But when it comes to, you know, me being responsible to make videos and get everyone together, like I don't feel like yelling at my friends all the time, because you know us.
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard it is to even to get us to lunch today. And it's difficult, and it can get really tiring trying to get everyone together all the time. But if it's someone else, like a manager that you're technically paying to help you do stuff, and they bark orders at you, it's like they're doing it for that you.
Yeah, so that's what was really needed. And, you know, because she didn't have really...
I thought her boyfriend was the manager.
He came way after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She didn't have a boyfriend back then.
Oh, okay. I thought he was the one doing all the videos and stuff, because their videos
were
highly...
That's like really recent. She just got a boyfriend like a year ago. I don't know how long it's been.
So do you still talk at all?
I've talked to Abigail and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're on good terms. I haven't talked. Oh, actually, yeah, I've talked to everyone besides Zoe. So I've talked to Jelzy and, you know, all the other girls.
And there was girls that came after that too, wasn't there? Like, I know that they had like a season 2. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. There was like a second group. The only reason I know that is because one of them was Clayster's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, so I've actually, they came way after.
Way after? I was asking, what was the timeline? Did you peace out and then they instantly say like, all right, she was like, screw all these girls. They're all, one's fighting me, the other one's, you know, not treating me like the mother I deserve to be.
And then, so I left 2 months before the lease was over for the house. And
I thought she bought that, or not bought that house, but she did like a long-term lease, I thought.
No, it was like 6 months.
Oh, okay.
So once I left, I found out that Karen moved out because of all this drama that was going on.
I remember her leaving, because I remember her seeing her tweet, and it was just like, no drama, nothing. I'm just tired of it, want to move on.
Yeah, so she ended up leaving, and then it was just her and Abigail. And I guess that's when the new girls came in. I don't really know. I only know Clayster's ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. I don't really know what happened after that. I didn't really look into it. I was like, whatever. I'm already starting my own life.
I know it went to the point of like it being like a nudes house. At least that's what it was like talked about on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because these girls would go into the house and they have those photo shoots there. And eventually you end up seeing them being blasted all over Twitter, usually at the COD pros.
Yeah.
Like, look at your ex-girlfriend and stuff like that. And because I follow all of them, I see that kind of stuff. And then like literally after that happened, Sharp met you. And you guys dated for months before I think you were here. And you're the one who told me that you were a part of the Lux house. I think you were standing right there. And I was just like, no way.
Yeah.
Because it's like something that like I like heard of, but never thought I'd ever meet anyone from.
Yeah.
Because my only one, I've only had one interaction with Zoe Berger, and it was negative. I forget the actual like subject of the tweet. It was someone like someone else was tweeting, and we both replied, and then she said something at me, and I was like, "What? Like you know?" I forget what it was about. She tweeted out that I followed her a couple of times, and she never followed me back, which was actually the exact opposite. Like she had followed me like 6 times, on and on and off over like a 4 month period, and I never followed her back. Simply because I just, you know, not that I didn't like her or didn't find what she was doing entertaining. It was just like, I don't just didn't want to, like, because my follow people like literally go through your followers. And I didn't follow that many people, like, or at least didn't follow and unfollow people a lot. Like, I follow people and I follow them for forever. Like, I never unfollow people. So, like, people would watch that kind of stuff. So I never followed her. Yeah, she tweeted that at me once. I was like, you're, that's when I thought, that's why I said earlier when I was like, she's a little off a rocker. Because I thought that was so crazy. I've never had anyone tweet at me, hey, you're just mad because I didn't follow you. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That is so beyond the realm of normal.
Oh, God.
Like, that's so crazy. Yeah. And I've, you know, and then eventually after a while on the internet, you start to realize there's quite a few people that will literally, like, you'll know that they know that what they're saying isn't true.
Yeah.
And they'll blast it at you and act like it's the nothing has ever been true or ever. And it's just like, I know you know that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, I know you know because, like, we were there when we found out. And, you know, I was there and, like, and then, you know, I remember her, that would be her being one of the first times I felt that feeling. It was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's people out there that are just like totally just making shit up type of thing. Yeah. And then, of course, everything seemed to like not necessarily fall apart because I think after you left and after that original group left, like you didn't hear. You knew it was there and you'd see a cringy clip turned into a meme on Twitter, but it never actually anything more. Is it still a thing?
Likes?
Mm-hmm. Are they still doing the Team House and the videos? If not, like, I'd almost go watch it. Just because, like...
I don't think they are.
You've piqued my interest in, like, this.
I saw that she had a mental breakdown, like, not long ago. She started coming at Abigail, and...
Like, a serious mental breakdown, or just, like, unloaded on Twitter?
No, it was, like, a serious mental breakdown. Like, her... Well... Yeah, I mean, so... I saw it all over my timeline, and I was like, ooh, drama. Oh, I love drama. Like,
really?
Oh,
so you like all this stuff.
I kind of, yeah. I mean, I like drama. Like, I like, I don't like being a part of it, though.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, eating popcorn.
That's,
I'm like,
so honest.
Oh, yeah.
This is me, too. I love it when it's on my timeline.
Yeah. When it's on my timeline. When it's a part of me, and I'm out. I'm peace out. But, you know, I was eating my popcorn, not really. But, yeah. You know, I was really enjoying the tea. I was like, okay, let's see what's going to go down.
I
was refreshing.
I
know,
in our
right?
group of friends, like, not.
Oh, I thought you were talking about timeline.
Oh, no, no. Like, we have, there's more than enough that I could take. I actually, you know, stopped. Like, I'm muted. I don't unfollow.
Yeah.
I muted a couple accounts. It's just like, you got to be kidding me. But like that, like, you know, like within our group, like, we've had drama with other groups and other people as a group or just because they made it like that.
Yeah.
But we've never had, like, I've never, like, had a real drama with someone. Like, I would love it, me and Sharp, to get into, like, a public beef or something. Like, we actually.
I can't picture him.
He's what? Nah, he throw daggers at me. There's no way I would win that war. That's me signing up to hold an L. Yeah, right? I could never win against Sharp. Because even my fans, like, love Sharp. Because, like, I like Sharp, and it comes out in my videos, and I'm always talking to him a certain way. Literally for 5-6 years. So, like, if you're a fan of my videos, you're a fan of fucking Sharp, because I film my videos as a fan of Sharp. Yeah. Type of thing. But yeah. So, well, thanks.
I didn't finish saying... So I saw her on my timeline because you were asking me if it's all over.
Yeah.
Everything, the whole Lex thing is over. How long are we in? Oh, okay. It's been like 2 hours.
Yeah, I felt like it's been a lot longer than that.
So I saw my timeline that she was attacking Abigail, and she was making up a whole bunch of stuff about her, and I knew it was, you know, fake, and I was like, why is she lying on the timeline?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's a sad fact of social media.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's when I, like, started looking at her page, and I saw that nothing was really going well with her. And, you know, I don't want to talk bad about her and, you know, the whole Karen and just the whole group that, you know,
It sounds like a bunch of young people didn't get along
or didn't
have any idea what they were doing.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing. I was young. We were all young.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish things actually, you know, worked out pretty well in the end. I wish we had, like, a manager to tell us, like, hey.
I feel like it got a lot of attention because everyone assumed it was doomed to fail. And they were just waiting for the bomb to go off.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it sounds terrible to say, but that's like, you know, that was part of it. Part of the draw.
at the end of the day, I feel like it was just kind of like a mental disorder, kind of. Like,
I think just stress does a lot of crazy things. Like, not to belittle mental disorders, but I do feel like a lot, like, people definitely underestimate the level or what the impact stress can have.
I want to say more like, yeah, like, anxiety. That's what I yeah. mean. Like, you know, because I get a lot of anxiety and, you know, I start acting kind of weird.
Yeah, because you seem so shy. Like, no offense, but you seem shy. Like, so no, picturing you, like, going about to fight girls or, you know, do all this stuff. It's just like, yeah, right.
No, whatever. And you're right. I am shy sometimes. And like you are, I'm introvert and extrovert.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I wish everything worked out, and no hate to the girls. Mm-hmm. I still want to be friends with all of them, and I still talk to some of them. It's been a couple months, but you know, I did talk to them a little bit.
It just sounds like, you know, those, like, it wasn't so personal that it just seems like kids being kids type
pretty
of
much
thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So yeah, I almost want to go check it out. I think it might be, I don't know if they continue to do that idea. But like it sucks because that was the first girl house that was somewhat tied to gaming, and it, you know, but I always thought that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Just to see, because guys, like, we don't have drama unless it's online. You ever see that thing like all your talk hella shit on Twitter?
Yeah.
And in person it's different. That's just dudes, I feel like, because I've seen that a billion times. Especially with people that'll come out and say it. Like, I'm on Twitter, I'm one person. In real life, I'll be your best bud. I'm not that same person. Whether it's and then with a girl, it's like, nah, y'all ain't afraid to say exactly what's on your mind.
Yeah.
You know, and in person. And because I feel like maybe in males it's a possibility that we might get in a fight.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a very high possibility.
Yeah.
And with girls, like, maybe it's just not as high. Maybe it sounds like in your group it was exactly that high, but like if I was a girl, I'd talk so much more shit. Just because, like, what are you gonna do? Hit me, you look like a trashy you know, girl, you don't want to look like that, so you can't hit me. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy, it's like, yeah, no, that's a very big reality that anytime you're in public, like, you can get hit. Because you can't even, like, you know, like, if you got hit and it was completely the other guy's fault, cop comes, said, you want to file a report? Everyone's standing around. It's like, yeah, fuck that guy. Send him to jail. You know, no, you're not going to do that. And, you know, especially if you're from, like, somewhere I'm from. It's like, no, like, no, I'm going to find that dude later and get even, you know? There's no way he's holding this W over me forever. A week tops, you know? But, well, thanks for coming on. You know, I was afraid this might not have been something you wanted to talk about because it might have been, like, too T. Because, you know, you don't seem like the type to perpetuate drama.
Yeah, I guess initially I wanted to talk about, like, what it's like dating a streamer.
Yeah. I tried to get you to talk about that. We found out that all you do is eat a lot of Chipotle and don't clean up after yourself. I mean,
I told him, I was like, you know, I'm a crazy bit. No, I do love drama. I like.
I mean, me too. Yeah, I always fun. Liked that show. Did you ever watch Laguna Beach or The Hills?
No.
Growing up, okay. Well, I watched that. I'm a little older than you. Well, that was like a show that was very much exactly like that. And people used to make fun of me for watching. They'd come over to my apartment. I'd be watching it. They'd be like, "What are you watching that for?" I'm just like, "Dude, it's interesting." Yeah. And I was never afraid of being like, you know. I didn't like reality TV, which I guess that technically was, because it weren't people you cared about. But once you watched the show, I guess, type of thing.
Yeah, I didn't really watch.
So you look back, though, would you do it again? Or is it just a total waste?
No, I would not do it again.
No, not at all? You regret it entirely?
I mean, I don't regret it because...
You got to be in Rice Gum's music video, though. That's up on the internet forever. You get to have that.
Actually, he blocked me now.
Why?
Because when he came out in... What's it called?
He doesn't like me either.
Yeah, so... Okay, so there was a time where he would text me, "Hey, come over." Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to do stuff with me. And
he said he's got that personality. Or I've known quite a few girls that have gotten that text.
Yeah. So, you know, he kind of wanted to do some. He kind of liked me. He thought I was cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when he came out in the, what's it called? The football thing? The big football?
Oh, the halftime commercial he did with the headphones.
So when he came out, I made a tweet. I don't exactly remember what tweet I made. I was, babe, do you remember what tweet it was?
Okay, no.
About what?
About Rice Gum, that tweet I said.
Yeah.
Did you make fun of him, basically? Oh, you curved the guy.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, you can't tweet that out, Linda.
No, so I said, dang, he's already at the halftime show, whatever it's called, and I curved him. whatever.
That's you chasing cloud. No. That's a cloud
somebody
chasing.
Said it, yeah, I said it like, you know, messing around.
Yeah, no.
And I thought it was funny, and then he blocked me. I was like, yeah, I thought it was funny, whatever. That, I mean, hey, I did get cloud. It was pretty funny.
No, I've been talking to in a lot multiple girls that he's come after.
Yeah.
And like he'll be like, especially when he used to do it on Twitch, like he'd find a cute girl and raid her and have his Twitch chat. And there was like a couple times where, not a couple times, the one time, the most recent one, he raided her and he was, and everyone's like, oh, she's talking to this person. And I was actually streaming with her at the time. And he was like, oh, I have beef with that dude. Fuck that. And then went ahead and raided her. And I was like, yo. And then she was super excited because she was, I think, just starting getting into streaming and it was freaking Rice Gum. And I was like, oh, and I was like, I kind of said it. I was like, yeah, dude, I kind of have beef with this guy. It's probably why he's doing this.
Yeah.
And she totally disagreed. Like on stream was like, that's not why it's happening. I was a little bit later. She was like, I went and watched his rebroadcast. And yeah, I was like, yeah, no, he had originally come after my first girlfriend. Did you ever know, I don't want to say her name, but I dated a girl and he came at her on Twitter, like trying to make fun of her. And I like made fun of him too. And ever since then, he's not liked it. He's disliked me.
Hey, we're both blocked.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I'm blocked. Am I? I don't know, dudes blocking each other is like, that's kind of an L to the guy doing the blocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I get someone to block me and
I think he blocked Brandon.
Yeah, no, he's not blocking me. He didn't block me. Blocking someone on Twitter is handing someone. He blocked Brandon?
I think so.
Oh, probably because he still has him blocked from back then because back then I guess he was newer to social media, still doing his thing he still kind of does now where he kind of go after people, and I just we destroyed him, like my whole group. We were just handing him L's left and right because he was trying to call one of our friends an e-girl, and his Instagram looked exactly like hers, like selfies, like the exact same poses. And I was like, dude, I think I said, the joke was that he was like, you're more of an e-girl. You Bryce Gum still got you blocked? Yeah. Is it from, it was from the Parker thing, right? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they can't hear you, but basically he's saying he was arguing with his friends type of thing. That's kind of funny because we've always been kind of viewed as a unit in a lot of different ways. That's funny because he was a really big fan, like for a long time, of COD and everything. I remember the first time I met him, he got flown out to an event, MLG, and he came up to me. I actually walked up to him and I was like, hey, I was like, you're the other Asian on MLG.TV because we're the only two Asians streaming on there. And he goes, oh, I can't believe you know who I am type of thing. Oh. And then, yeah, literally like a year later, I got that tweet online. I was like, what? Really? I was like, I'm the next, like, you know, victim. Because I feel like him and a couple other, not him anymore, but some other personalities like him, like look for someone to respond to. Not that they even dislike them or anything. They just be interesting to get into a debate on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah.
And try to bait them. But yeah, thanks for coming on. Thanks for spilling the tea and telling us about Lux and all that stuff. I feel like that's something that we would have all loved to see more of.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, girls fighting is interesting. Not physically fighting, but just like the arguments you guys get into.
Yeah, looking back, I wish we recorded everything. That would have been some good tea.
Yeah, yeah. I almost wish that we had someone, like, you know, to follow us around. Actually, no, never mind. That's a terrible idea. Not at all. Well, yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I want to get you guys on more and more. I want to get Dom on as soon as he can manage it.
For sure, yes.
I'm going to have him spill the tea about both of y'all. Both of y'all.
Oh, he's out.
No, yeah, he's passed the hell out.
Night-night.
Jeez, he's out. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.